The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. Well, in some breaking news this morning, we've got CapitaLand proposing to merge two of its REITs, CapitaLand Mall Trust and CapitaLand Commercial Trust. And this combined entity will be called CapitaLand Integrated Commercial Trust, or CICT. And CICT is expected to be the third largest REIT in Asia Pacific and the largest REIT in Singapore. And it will have a market cap of $16.8 billion and a combined property value of $22.9 billion. Well, to tell us more about this proposed merger and the thinking behind this move, we have on the line with us Kevin Chee. He is the CEO of CapitaLand Commercial Trust. Morning, Kevin. How are you doing?
Morning, Ryan. Hi, I'm good. Thank you for having me on your show.
Hey, no worries. Glad to have you on. Well, Kevin, let's dive into this right now. We have the move to propose this merger. Walk us through how this enhances shareholder returns.
Well, first of all, I would like to mention that this is actually a merger of equals. And what we're doing here really is bringing together two best-in-class platforms for retail and office. And what it's going to do is create an even more robust and efficient platform, first of all, right? And with all the right ingredients to drive the platform to the next phase of growth. So that's what it will bring in an overall basis to shareholders, because as we drive growth to the next phase, right, it would certainly add value to all the unit holders.
Okay.
And when I talk about growth, you know, we're certainly leveraging on the combined entity's leadership, the growth potential and benefits, and also the resilience of the platform.
How long has this been in the works, Kevin? And walk us through some of the things that will be in this portfolio shifting around.
Well, you know something, Ryan, for both CMT and CCT, as proactive managers, we're always really always considering our strategic options. So the managements and our boards are constantly talking about these things, right? Mm. And clearly, in case of CMT and CCT, we have been partners for a long time, if some of you don't already realize that. We are joint venture partners for Raffles City, Singapore. And we've been there since 2006. So we have actually a long history of working together. We know each other well. So what we're talking about, this merger of equals, is really, really a progression of things.
Okay, so this is, of course, a major deal. It will make CICT the third largest REIT in APAC and also the largest S-REIT. So it's going to have a market cap of $16.8 billion. So, Kevin, I'm just wondering, is this partly a reflection of how the REITs industry has evolved and how the competition has evolved and then size now matters, especially when you look overseas?
Yeah. You know, Ryan, when we look at running our business, what we really want to do is create the most efficient platform to drive growth. Mm. Yeah? And that would mean making sure that we have the right ingredients, right? Scale, while important to us, each of us are large in our own right, but certainly, really, you know, the rationale and the whole reason for doing this is make sure that we have right ingredients. So I talked about leadership, I talked about growth, I talked about resilience. You know, in terms of leadership, we will be the third largest in APAC. We certainly have visibility, we'll probably have more trading liquidity, and that would also possibly create the potential for the higher potential for re-rating. Mm. Comes to growth, you know, we have the merged entity with our combined domain expertise. We have a much bigger headroom of $6 billion. We have a much larger debt headroom of $2.9 billion. And that would certainly allow us to continue to grow in Singapore and also continue to look outside of Singapore. Mm. So as far as our mandate is concerned, or rather our strategy is concerned, CapitaLand Integrated Commercial Trust will be predominantly Singapore-focused with up to 20% in developed markets overseas.
Okay, we are chatting with Kevin Chee. He is the CEO of CapitaLand Commercial Trust, walking us through the proposed merger by CapitaLand of two of its REITs, CapitaLand Mall Trust and CapitaLand Commercial Trust. Of course, Capital Mall Trust has properties like some of the malls you're familiar with, like Bugis Junction, Bedok Mall, Clarke Quay, and on the CCT side, you've got things like 6 Battery Road, 1 George Street, and many other properties. Kevin, so I'm just wondering about the timing of this merger. Maybe you can give us your outlook for 2020. With this in place, you are going to be in a stronger position.
Certainly,
what is the market appetite right now for acquisitions, especially when you look at how the interest rate environment is right now? Quite low.
To be honest, the market is actually still very keen and excited about investments. So last year, for example, and last couple of years, we've seen a lot of market transactions. And certainly for CICT, this merger puts us in better stead to continue to hunt for new opportunities. And again, because we're looking not only in Singapore, but potentially overseas, I think our horizon is wider. It's not only that, if you look at where we are in the world today, we're seeing changing office occupier and shopper preferences. We're also seeing urban planners focusing on rejuvenation and also, intensification of land use. So this is also really about, taking advantage, capitalizing on future trends. And, CICT will be very, 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 very well placed to do that.
Okay, just to wrap things up, Kevin. When can we expect this merger to be finalized? What are the steps we need to look out for? And, of course, this process needs, I guess, shareholder approval.
Yes, definitely. So we're having this, we're meeting investors as of today. We've just made our announcement. I'm very excited about it. In the next couple of months, next month or so, we'll be meeting investors to talk about the deal. Sometime April, May, we'll be holding an EGM to present the deal to our respective unit holders. And if all goes through and we get the support, we certainly look forward to sealing and marrying this deal by June of 2020.
All right, June 2020, a date to look out for. We've been chatting with Kevin Chee. He is the CEO of CapitaLand Commercial Trust, walking us through that major merger announced today between CapitaLand Mall Trust and CapitaLand Commercial Trust.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.